Quick cast. All you can eat fast food.
All right. This is one that I can get behind. Okay. I love this one. Could you eat $1,000 worth of fast food in 36 hours to win $1 million?
Okay, so
this is a great episode.
First off, my fast food chain of choice. I actually thought about it a lot today because I had to consider fries, burger, and the nuggets.
Right.
So I'm going to go with just McDonald's. Because okay. I can pound their fries and I can pound their nuggets. So strategizing with it, I think I can do it just because of the fact that there's that much money on the line. If somebody wants to pay me a fucking $1 million to eat $1,000 worth of McDonald's, I will best believe I'm doing it.
36 hours. But it's cruising.
Here's another question. So obviously I'm not going to order off a dollar menu.
Correct.
It's like, what is the average cost of a meal?
About $14 now.
Okay, so I got to eat a lot.
Correct.
I would probably have to start off my morning, and I'm not even going to go to the breakfast because I don't even really want to waste my time with breakfast. And I like McDonald's burgers and fries. Man, I'd probably have to eat like what? 20 meals?
So you would have to eat approximately $27 an hour.
Oh, I can do that. And I was actually going to look up.
You can't do that?
I think I can.
$27? That's two Big Macs, two large fries, and two large Cokes an hour for 36 hours straight.
I can probably eat two Big Macs and two large fries and probably a 20-piece nugget in a sitting. Easily.
You got to do that 36 times in a row.
Well, that's the... I know. I don't know. I'm going to have to... what I was thinking, too, what if I just did, like, my morning session would be, like...
Hash browns.
Hash browns. 200 nuggets and fries. Because, like, if I'm going to be eating burgers all day, like, let's say, hypothetically, from... Let's say I go 3 hours. I'm just eating McDonald's. Like, I don't know if I can keep eating McDonald's hamburgers by, like, 6 o'clock at night. Like, I think I would just throw up from the taste of it.
Oh, my God. Imagine.
I would go, my morning session would be nuggets and fries. And then I think my afternoon section, I would probably go with burgers. And then, at that point, if I'm not just a fucking bowling ball of cholesterol, I don't know. I'd probably go back to the fries and nuggets. And oh, they got great, well, they got okay. great bacon, egg, and cheeses, but they're not expensive.
Here, let's break this down for you. Okay, so you're looking to get some pricey meals.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So what's the pricey thing on the menu?
So you've decided you want to focus on nuggets
first. Yeah. Oh,
let's just say nuggets.
How much is a meal?
Okay, so you've got a meal of 6-piece nuggets. So you're getting a medium fry. Okay. 6 nuggets and a medium Coke. All right, that's $7.29.
Well, I don't want to. I want a 20-piece.
20 pieces are too good of a deal. You want to get ripped off in your purchases. All right. So we're gonna divide 1,000 by 7.29. Okay, that leaves you with 137 meals.
Okay.
Okay, so we're gonna multiply that by 4. 548 nuggets.
Okay, I've done...
We're going to divide that by 36, the number of hours. You've got to eat 15 nuggets an hour.
I probably can do that for 3-4 hours. I mean, right. I've eaten... I remember in college one time, they used to do the... I don't know if McDonald's still does it, but they used to do the 50-piece special.
Okay.
And I've eaten like 75 nuggets and 2 large fries before.
They have a 40-piece special now, but it's only $13.59. Too good of a deal.
I would love to do this. It's just I'm not fucking spending $1,000 on McDonald's.
Correct.
I would love to do a food challenge. It's just I'm not paying for it.
Correct.
Because if I fail and I have $400 of McDonald's left, like, I'm just fucking throwing it away.
With no prize at the end.
No prize and no pride. No. All I have is I gained 2 inches on my waist, high cholesterol, and I'm probably going to have a heart attack. So, okay, so what are you going with?
I'm going with Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A's got to be a little more expensive, so you're just cheating now to begin with.
Don't call me a fucking cheater. I'm getting meals from the Chick-fil-A. So, Chick-fil-A, I would focus. I'm going to try to keep the breads out, right?
All
right,
listen. So if you're going to be eating, like, if you're eating a Chick-fil-A sandwich, then you're eating the bread.
I know, so okay. I'm going to try to avoid that.
Okay.
So, if I go with a 30-count nugget, right? Here, let me throw some ketchup on there. We'll throw in a large fry. So this is a 30-count nugget, a large fry, and a lemonade. My total comes out to be, sorry, I just added it to my cart, $21.57. So essentially 50 times. So 50 times 30 is 1,500 Chick-fil-A nuggets?
I feel like they're tiny. Though.
They are tiny.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, with those, like, I'd eat 20 and wouldn't even break a sweat.
I agree. I can work down 20 of those, no problem. You gotta eat 41 of them an hour. That is expensive.
Yeah. I feel like I would get off this. I could do Chick-fil-A too, or McDonald's, regardless. I would get off to such a hot start because I would just be so excited that I have to eat all this fast food. And I probably, like, I would just shoot my load too quick. And then within an hour, I'm just conked out.
Oh my God.
I would be stuffing my face because I don't eat fast food. Yourself. I don't eat fast food really that often. And then if I get the chance to do it and someone's going to pay me to do it, oh, I make a glutton of myself.
Tell everybody what you do for Sunday morning breakfasts when you're hungover.
I eat a buffalo or a barbecue chicken sandwich.
No, tell them what your old one was from Denny's.
Oh, man. Denny's Grand Slam. Extra pancakes. Mozzarella sticks.
Oh, I might have a cheat here. I might have a cheat. McDonald's, okay? 3 half strips of bacon as a side. $1.89.
Yeah, I mean, they're like the microwave ones. They're miniature.
So let's call it $2, 1,000. So 1,000, that's 500. Divided by 2 equals 500 times 3. 1,500 mini strips. We're winners. We just won $1 million.
Do this for me. Okay, let's not find the loophole. Are you on the McDonald's menu?
Yep.
All right. What is, like, let's just go to the Whopper. How many calories?
It's not a Whopper. Have some respect for McDonald's.
What's the calories of a Big Mac?
Oh, boy. Just the singular Big Mac or the Big Mac meal?
The meal, because I'm going to be eating the fries.
Okay. So it is... It's $10.19, so you got to eat 100 of them.
Okay, so let's say we do 100 Big Macs.
So it's going to be 1140.
That's the calories?
100. 114,000 calories.
Wow. I don't even know. Like, that might just kill yourself. That's how much fat and... That is a lot of calories.
That's a gross amount of food.
I don't even think that's possible.
You couldn't do Big Mac. It would be impossible, right?
I wouldn't be able to eat that many Big Mac. I would honestly just be pounding the fries. But they're not.
I would love a chance to eat.
They're not that much money.
And what I would love to do also is drink 1,000 McDonald's Coca-Colas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, but you would have to drink legitimately 1,000 of them.
You'd have to drink the ocean.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into this. Let's not do fast food restaurants. Fast food. How about chain restaurant?
Yep.
Name me a chain restaurant you would love to spend $1,000 on and have to eat.
Hooters.
Wow. Don't come with it.
Don't need them. Okay. I had their boneless wings this past weekend and curly fries with an ice cold Bud Light in a frosty mug. It was an incredible experience.
You're not gonna go to B-Dubs?
No, Hooters food and...
Quaker steak?
Hooters food is first class.
Okay, so I thought it was...
And I love Quaker Steak. Quaker Steak's got excellent sauces. Buffalo Wild Wings has excellent TVs, good beer specials. Hooters gives you the best boneless wings with the Daytona sauce and the crispy curly fries, ice cold mug for your Bud Light, untouchable experience.
Like, I mean, I can probably do $1,000 in a day, like if you're including beer in it. Beer and food.
I wonder how much money you could spend at a Hooters in a day.
I mean, how much is beer?
$4.
Okay, so if I'm there like I am on my couch and I'm drinking 30 of them on a, if you're gonna give me multiple TVs with a college football on a Saturday, I'm gonna do some fucking damage.
What if I said I was gonna put $10,000 in your DraftKings account?
Yeah, I'm gonna
for every $100 you spent in eight at a Hooters that day, how much money could you do?
Wait, if you put...
I'm going to put $10,000 in your DraftKings account.
Okay.
For every $100 you spend and eat at Hooters.
Oh, I'm going to be there all day.
Could you eat $300-$500 worth of Hooters?
All day? Does drinks count?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can, yeah, 400 easily.
Easy. Interesting.
I mean, I'm going to order apps.
Apps, burgers, wings,
yeah,
sides.
I mean, I'm gonna drink 20 beers within a couple hours. I mean, especially if you're giving me ice cold pitchers in college football, and I can gamble, and you're giving me $10,000 per $100 I spend,
and a couch with a remote sound, and you have like your own little corner.
Just put me at the bar. Just put me at the bar, but as long as nobody can bother me.
No, people are talking to you at the bar.
Okay. Well,
there's
still,
a guy.
I don't care. I'll be so drunk, I'll be talking to the bar.
Honest to God.
So, yeah, that was a good question. I don't know. $1,000 in fast food, I just would not be very healthy for you.
No, but now that I saw the bacon strips, I'm all the way in.
Yeah, I think we can do it. We just need to find someone to pay us.
Hey, if you're out there and you're willing to pay the Bet Boys $1 million and watch us eat $1,000 worth of fast food in 36 hours, please reach out to us at the Bet Boys on X and at Bet Boys Slots on TikTok. Any final words?
Yeah, sorry for disrespecting the McDonald's breakfast, but we just can't put it in there. It's not pricey enough, but I do love their breakfast.
You also called the Big Mac a Whopper.
I did. Fuck.
Goodbye.